talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now to the front lines of history in the making. And there is a story out of California. Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, just one thing real quick, Matt. Sorry, our computer system here in the studio had a little bit of a hiccup, and instead of this morning's news and weather report repeating out right before we got started with the show, we had last Friday's. So I just want to let all our listeners know there is no chance for storms today. We have clear sunny skies expected in the forecast, and you will get to hear the actual news drop for today at the bottom of the hour and going forward. So I want to apologize to that to all of our listeners who are listening to the news at the 5 minute top of the hour news break, but unfortunately there was a little bit of a glitch here in our system and last week's news played out, and I just want everybody to know that is not actually what the weather report is today.
Sounds good. Thanks Luke. A report out of California that really ticks me off, and let me tell you what it is. This is parole for Sirhan Sirhan. Now, Sirhan Sirhan, in 1968, gunned down Bobby Kennedy. He hid in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel, California. Bobby Kennedy had just won the California presidential primary. I supported him in that election. I was in college. I was not quite 21, so I couldn't vote, but I could certainly work. And Bobby was walking through the kitchen, and he stopped to shake hands with a guy who delivered him some food. Sirhan Sirhan gunned him down. The reason he gunned him down is that Sirhan Sirhan was born in Jerusalem, and he was angry that Bobby Kennedy had taken the position that he would support the export of 50 jets to Israel to defend itself. Remember, there was a 67 war, which Israel stood alone and was able to ward off attackers. Many of those attackers right now have very good relations with Israel and the United States. In the Abraham Accords, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and some of the others they're going to be fine allies, and the idea is to spread the Abraham Accords around the world. But Sirhan Sirhan was sentenced to death. And he was sentenced to death, but he wasn't executed. He should have been, for murder, for assassination of a presidential candidate, because California changed its law and eliminated the death penalty. So he got life in prison, but because of a quirk at the time, is with the possibility of parole, and he has tried to get parole very frequently. The Kennedy family's always opposed it. People of goodwill all over the place have opposed it. Well, this time, Los Angeles has elected a DA, George Gascon, who campaigned as a progressive. He's a very divisive guy, and he refuses to send anybody, any prosecutor, to parole hearings to advocate that somebody be retained. He'd like to get out as many people as possible. Now, that works if you're talking about property crimes or low-level crimes. Murdering Bobby Kennedy and altering American history like that is not a low-level crime. Sirhan Sirhan should have been executed, but he wasn't. And because nobody from the prosecution office showed up, a two-person parole board, who are also woke and progressive, decided that they were going to give parole to Sirhan Sirhan. Bobby Kennedy had 9 kids. One of them passed away, so there are 8. 2 of them showed up, or at least sent in letters, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Douglas Kennedy, saying they thought that Sirhan Sirhan should get parole. All the rest of the kids are aghast and oppose it strongly. The police association opposes it strongly. I oppose it strongly. Everybody I know opposes it strongly. If he's not going to be executed, you can't let this guy out and send a message that this somehow can be made good, especially when over time, when he's at parole hearings, he said he has no memory of it. He assumed he did it. In 1989, at the parole hearing, he said he killed Bobby Kennedy because Bobby Kennedy was going to send 50 planes to Israel. Then lately, he said, I have no memory of it. And there's a conspiracy group out there that thinks he didn't do it. But he says, okay, I'll assume I did it. I won't do it again. Now, what's going on out there? I am very, very tired of this kind of woke progressive stuff that somehow Sirhan should get parole. He should not get parole. He's lucky he wasn't executed. And I'll tell you this, and Gavin Newsom, he's up for a very, very tough election in September 14, I should say. And I'm hoping we keep him. But he has, when he's asked about this, because under the law in California, even though the parole board said he should be released, it's two people. Even though they said he should be released, the governor can stop it. And Gavin Newsom goes, oh, well, I don't know. I'll take a look at it later. I think he better immediately say he will stop it. He's not putting a presidential assassin back on the streets, period, end of story. Because if he doesn't, and he looks like he's buying into this George Gascon stuff, he's going to lose votes out there. And right now it's neck and neck. And the guy, Larry Elder, who may succeed him, who will succeed him? Larry Elder, right-wing radio talk show host who thinks the minimum wage should be zero. If Gavin Newsom gets recalled, that's likely who you get as governor. He is very, very bad news. And if he were smart, he'd come out and make an issue of this himself. Want to put on everybody's radar, Sirhan should rot and die in prison. He killed Bobby Kennedy. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Let's say a little bit about this. Sirhan changed history in my mind, killing Bobby Kennedy, and he should not be paroled. And the governor of California should come out and say so. Being woke is okay in some respects, but I got to give me a break on this one. And this leads me into our current president, Joe Biden. That I feel when history is written, may go down as the best president in my lifetime because of everything he was handed from the former guy. And I'm not going to mention his name because as far as I'm concerned, he's not worthy of the title of president or never was. But Joe Biden was handed a mess and his job is going to be to clean it up. And no matter how good a job he does, the other side is going to criticize. And you expect that to some point. But in the end, we're one country and you try to work towards the good. I've said this before, the Republican Party has lost their way. You don't have to oppose everything. Masks are good. They oppose that. The vaccine is good. For the most part, they have opposed that and are actually killing people doing it. I mean, you're never going to get everybody on board, but for goodness sakes, some of these things need to be, they need to back some of these things for the good of the country. And as far as Afghanistan, you had, I think, with six congressmen up to Fort McCoy, wondering if terrorists were going to come into the country. For goodness sakes, you know, these people will be vetted. You know, they're always looking for some way to divide. And I, quite frankly, am sick of it because I like the United States and I want us to do good. But at any rate, in my humble opinion, when history is written, Joe Biden is going to be thought of as one of the best presidents for cleaning up this mess. And you're never going to get the current GOP on board with anything. When you oppose clean water, right there, you've hit rock bottom. Anyway, I got rambling on here, but I hope they do not let Sirhan Sirhan out. He changed history. Thanks for listening to me ramble on. Matt, you have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. No, you don't ramble on. You always have good stuff, and this is very good stuff. Joe Biden, I think, will go down as a great president. I agree with you 100%. And Joe Biden, look, what kind of a sandwich do you think he inherited? He has Trump releasing 5,000 Taliban and ISIS people. Then Trump recognizes the Taliban, says he's going to get out by May 1. And now Trump has the temerity to go after Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? And then secondly, he recognized the Taliban and all that. Joe Biden has pushed through infrastructure, hard infrastructure. They'll put all the trades to work and rebuild our bridges and roads. And he's pushing through soft infrastructure for tuition and for child care and good stuff. This is a good president. Very, very good president. Overtones of FDR, overtones of strong presidents of the past. And he cleaned up the mess, and he's cleaning up the mess, and he's taking a lot of heat. Well, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's what Harry Truman said. And Harry Truman also said the buck stopped here, and so did Joe Biden. Good man. Good man. He's our president. Going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.